You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthasiakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. For those of you who have been following my radio show, you guys will know that the time of when I'm doing my show has changed. So this is the second time that has changed. First time it was Wednesdays 11 to noon, and then it was Mondays noon to 1, and now it will be on Tuesdays 2 to 3 p.m. The reason is school is starting, and due to my schedule, I won't be able to make it on the time that I usually do my show. So I had to make some changes according to my schedule. But, you know, let's hope that this schedule can stick for a while. And then, you know, it'll be just much easier, I guess, instead of trying to update everyone when I'm changing my show and all that. Today's a beautiful day, so for those of you who haven't, seen some sunlight these days, please go out and enjoy the sun. Today is Imagine Day at UBC, so I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of booths, like club booths and all that. You know, there's going to be a lot of people around on campus, so please come on campus and enjoy whatever this event has to offer. I'm sure there's a lot of things. CITR is open, you know, the door is open, so whoever's interested in getting involved with CITR, just drop in and just, talk to anyone at the station, and they will definitely help you out with whatever you want to do. For those of you who have finished summer school, which is, I think it was like in a week and a half ago, another congratulations to everyone who successfully finished summer school. I'm sure it was a tough thing to do, especially during the summer, but you know what? You guys did it, and congratulations. And also, congratulations to all the students who graduated UBC and other institutions. I'm sure it was also a very difficult journey, but also I hope that everyone got the chance to learn a lot about themselves and their interests and, you know, made some good relationships with the people around them. And another congratulations to the students who are coming to UBC this year. I know I'm sure it's a very nervous feeling to come to college or university after high school. It is a pretty big jump. You know, I know what it feels like, but don't be too intimidated by it. It's not that. It is different, but it's not something you should be intimidated about. All the professors are extremely nice, so you know, they will understand a lot of the things that you're going through. So don't be afraid to speak up if you are having trouble with anything. And there's a lot of great people that are coming in with you. And there's a lot of people that are already at UBC that is willing to help you out with your journey in university. So don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help, because that is one of the biggest things. If you have something that you're not sure about or something that you're struggling with, ask for help. I mean, there's a lot of resources that UBC has to offer and a lot of people that are willing to aid you in anything that you need. Today's show is going to be not much of a spoken word show. I am actually going to be playing some songs from my favorite show, Suits. And for those of you who have not seen that show, you are missing out. Suits is still on Netflix, the full show. So please go on and watch it. It's basically about, well, the description says it's about this guy named Mike who didn't go to law school, but he gets through an interview in a law firm, and he ends up becoming a lawyer. But it's much deeper than that, because you soon realize that
lawyering and all that is a very small portion of the show. It's more about the relationships that are built up and the community in the show, how it's built up, and all those important things other than just like work and money. And you could see very, very clear character development throughout the show for every single character, which is also a very important thing in shows and in movies, because that's when you kind of feel there's a shift in the show or the movie. So please go and watch it. You learn a lot. You kind of know how people operate in high-pressured situations. And so it's great to kind of observe how these people overcome that while maintaining a healthy relationship. And obviously, the relationship that they have with each other, the characters, does, you know, they do come to a fall at one point. But, you know, one of the most important things is how to repair it and come back to where it was, or even better. So it's a very useful show to watch for your own life and, you know, how you can better your interaction with people and learning about relationships and all that. And so that is about the show. There are a lot of great songs that are played in the show, and so today I'll be playing some of those today. And I haven't been doing a lot of fun fact segments, so I will end off the episode with a fun fact, which is always exciting. And I hope that everyone is more excited to start the school year than, you know, you are nervous, because it's a new year. So coming into school fresh is with a fresh mindset and kind of thinking, okay, yeah, let's see what I can do this year. And instead of, you know, dwelling on the past and how you did in the previous years, just try to be more present and think about what you can do and what you can achieve this year and what kind of goals you want to set up. Also, we just finished up Victory Square Block Party, which is one of the biggest events that we hold at CITR. The main three is Fun Drive, Victory Square, and Shindig, Battle of Bands. And so these three are the main biggest events at CITR, and we just finished up Victory Square. Thank you so much for the people who came and, you know, participated and volunteered in helping out with this event. Thank you all for coming and enjoying the music and meeting new people. It's a very great event to just come and just chill and be involved in CITR and trying to, you know, work your way around and just see what you want to do or how you want to get involved. So also, great job and all the staff and execs in getting ready for Victory Square. I'm sure it was a very hectic thing to go through. A lot of planning, a lot of scheduling, I guess. So, you know, it's not easy, but I think we did a great job. I didn't stay for the whole event because I did have to go somewhere, but it was great while I was there, and I'm sure that everyone had a great time at Victory Square. As I mentioned, the third biggest event, which is Shindig Battle of Bands, is, I believe it's happening, it was either in November or December, and then it goes all the way till January, I believe. It's a couple weeks long. There will be bands playing, and they will kind of verse each other in a way, and there's a winner at the end. And so that's always exciting. Last year it happened at Redgate. I'm not sure what's going to happen this year. I believe it is, but I will keep everyone updated. Also, I also want to thank all the bands that was able to make it at Victory Square Block Party. You guys all did amazing. It was great. I could see the crowd being very involved with the music, and everyone was kind of having a good time. There was a little crowd of people just dancing, and it's always good to see. So before we get into the show, I will turn on some ads and some PSAs, and once we go through that, we will begin. So here we go.
Discover Noreen Braun's album, Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forest and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. Her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest, a trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of 5 albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com. Attend the free Study and Go Abroad School Finder Fair at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Building, on Thursday, September 28th, to meet with the top universities and colleges from Canada and around the world. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out the Travel Zone for some other fun options. For more information, visit www.studyandgoabroad.com. Admission is free. Dreading September? Victory Square Block Party is here to cure your September blues. Victory Square Block Party is a free all-day event happening at Victory Square, put on by CITR, with the lineup curated by Music Waste. What's better than listening to local talent outdoors with other music fans? Happening on September 3rd at 2 p.m. Stay tuned for the lineup, which will be announced on August 14th.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt, where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost.
Come on, plants, let's grow.
And we're back. For those of you who have just joined in, my name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. I also forgot to mention, for those of you who had just came back from a trip, I hope you guys had safe travels. I hope that wherever you went, you guys had a blast and made the most out of your trip. I'm sure that, you know, most of you guys might have went either local places or abroad. Wherever you went, I hope it was a great experience and you learned a lot and you're ready to get the grind on again, I guess, in school or in work or whatever you are doing currently. Okay, let's get into the songs. So the first song is called Hey Now by London Grammar. Like I said, that this episode will be about the songs that have been played in Suits. So for those of you who haven't watched the show, maybe the song track that I will be playing on today will change your mind. And I hope it does. And if it doesn't, you know, still try it out. Suits is a great, great show. There's a lot of ups and downs. So it's interesting all the way. So don't be scared to just try out the first episode. They have an amazing hook. You know, that's one of the best things about Suits is the hook is very, very good. After that, you're just cruising around. All right, let's go.
Feel my instincts here for you, hey now. By my bed for you, hey now. Hey now. bed for you here now. Leave it to the wayside like you do for you. Imagination calling, mirrors for you here now.
And that was Hey Now by London Grammar. The next song is called It's About Time by Ruby Vell and Soulphonics. I hope you guys enjoy. This is a bit of a longer song, so I guess sit back and enjoy this song.
We turn this world on a dime.
And we're back. That was Ruby, Vel, and the Soulphonics called It's About Time. The next song is called A Gentle Awakening by J.D. McPherson. I believe that's how you pronounce it. J.D. McPherson. So here we go.
The paper, baby. I had a dream at dawn. A terrible storm blew over, covered up the morning sun. Beyond, I heard a lullaby, so peaceful and serene. Next thing I knew, I eased into a gentle. Walking in a lucid dream while the sky is set aflame.
And that was A Gentle Awakening by J.D. McPherson. A lot of the songs are actually quite mellow. They've got that sort of, I don't want to say oldie vibe, but it's more of a like back in the day type of rhythm and melody. The next song is called I Learned My Lesson by Willie Davis. So here we go.
When I was just a bad little boy, my mama used to tell me, son, you gotta read just what you sow. And I remember when I was 82, my mother used to spank me, said, Davis, and after I growed up, I had myself a little luck. I had a good woman, but I just didn't know how to treat her right.
And that was I Learned My Lesson by Willie Davis. The next song is called The World, bracket, is Going Up in Flames, close bracket, by Charles Bradley.
Oh,
And that was The World is Going Up in Flames by Charles Bradley. The next song is called What Makes a Good Man by The Heavy. Enjoy. And we're back. That was What Makes a Good Man by The Heavy. The next song, it's not the original. I think the original one, the tempo is different. This one's a sped up version. I personally like this version better, but the original one's good too. It's called Way Down We Go, sped up by Kaleo. Here we go.
Tell me, do we get what we deserve? Oh, we get what we deserve. And we're down, we go, go. Whoa.
And that was the sped up version of Way Down We Go. I love this song. This is the type of song where when you hear it, you just get so motivated. You just feel like you can do anything you want. The last song that I have for you guys today is called How You Like Me Now by The Heavy. So enjoy this last song, and then we'll get into the fun facts for today and end the episode. So here we go. And that was the last song for today, called How You Like Me Now by The Heavy. For the end of the show, as I mentioned, I will be doing some fun facts. These fun facts are actually UBC fun facts, and so they're quite interesting. Here we go. The first one is the Beattie Biodiversity Museum houses Canada's largest blue whale skeleton. It's one of the few places in the world where you can get close to the biggest creature that has ever lived on Earth. I have seen the museum outside. I haven't really went in before, but it's really, really cool. So whoever's visiting UBC or is a student here or a staff, try and go and see it. I'm sure most of you guys saw it. It's very interesting to see the skeleton. The next one, UBC Vancouver campus is home to a number of apple trees that are direct descendants of those that inspired Newton to compose his theory of gravity in 1661. The trees are planted near UBC's Triumph Lab, which houses the largest particle accelerator cyclotron in the world. I don't quite understand what that means, but it's cool to hear that there are apple trees that are direct descendants, apparently, of those that inspired Newton to come up with his theory. That's very cool. The next one. All the street signs on both UBC campuses are bilingual. At UBC Okanagan, the sign feature both English and, I'm not sure how you pronounce this language, but the traditional language spoken by the Okanagan's original people. At UBC Vancouver, which is built on the unceded territory of the Musqueam people, you'll navigate by signs in English as well as the Hunkaminyam language. Okay. The next fun fact is the buildings on UBC's Okanagan campuses, a lot of these are Okanagan fun facts, are heated and cooled using energy from the groundwater under the campus. So at UBC Vancouver, the pools in the Aquatic Center are replenished from rainwater that lands on the roof. That's actually really cool because, you know, I think it's really cool to hear, you know, where the water is coming from. And, you know, if it's replenished from the rainwater, that's a really cool fact. I didn't even know that. I've actually never been to the swimming pool. I'm sure it's nice. I like to go to swimming pools where they have diving boards. I don't remember if the Aquatic Center at UBC does have it or not. But, you know, if they do, I might actually go in. And I think first years have a free pass to the pool. So, you know what? There's a lot of benefits that these that the first years have. And as a UBC student, so you should all use it to the fullest because you're never going to get those benefits back. All right, the last one for today. The Seed Lending Library on UBC's Vancouver campus has a mission to conserve precious seed varieties by allowing members of the public to sign out seeds in order to grow, harvest, and pass them on to other gardeners. Interesting. A lot of interesting fun facts about UBC. I've actually thought about making like a trivia of UBC. You know, like how many buildings are there, or like how many rooms are in Buchanan B and all those fun stuff. But, you know, it takes up a lot of work because you have to kind of count them. And I think that our, you know, all this information was probably jotted down somewhere. I just don't know where it is. But, you know, these trivia questions, you know, at UBC or whoever makes them or whoever has tried to make them, it's hard, but I think it's very interesting and fun to do. Okay, so that is it for my show today. As I mentioned, Lean In with Jeff is the show name, and I'm your host, Jeff. And the show time has changed. It's going to be on Tuesdays, 2 to 3 p.m., so feel free to tune in. And I also mentioned that my show is pretty flexible in terms of what I discuss in my show. And most of my content before was movie reviews, but now I'm kind of focusing towards interviews and bringing people in and giving them an opportunity to not only speak up in a radio show, but kind of giving them a chance to say what they want to say and share their stories, because I think that's a very important thing to do. So feel free to contact me if you want to be on my show, and I will happily be able to schedule a time, and we will get that to work. All right, my name is Jeff. Thank you all for listening, and I will see you all next week. Bye-bye, everyone.